Bava Metzia, Perek Vav, Mishnah Hey. This Mishnah will discuss at what point does a renter violate the understood terms of the rental agreement. The Mishnah begins, Hasocher es hachamor, somebody who rents a donkey, l'havya le'achitim, that he's going to bring and carry on it wheat, and the understanding was he's going to bring a certain weight of wheat, not a certain volume, but a certain weight, l'havya le'asorim. And instead, he brings the same weight, but he brings seorim, he brings barley of the same weight. Now, the density of barley is not as great as that of chitim. And therefore, when you bring the equal weight of barley as wheat, you are bringing a larger volume, since it's not as dense. Therefore, the Mishnah says, you're chayav, if the donkey gets damaged because of the extra weight and gets hurt, therefore you're liable because as the Mishnah is going to say, the increased volume is a problem, even though if the weight is equal. The Mishnah continues, if you have another example, if you agree with the person you're renting from that you're going to carry on the donkey tavua, grain, v'hevia leha teven, and instead you bring on this donkey straw, but you bring the same weight as the tavua would have been. So it's obviously, since tevin, since straw is much less dense, it's going to be much larger in volume, so you're chayav. And the Mishnah explains, b'nei shehanefach, because of the increased volume, is kasha lamasu, it's more difficult to carry. So even though, since you agreed that you were going to use it for the purposes of chitim, or in general for grain, and instead you brought something that's going to have the same weight, but a larger volume, so therefore you violated the terms of the agreement, and you are liable. What happens, though, if the agreement that you made with the person you rented from is to bring a particular volume, not a particular weight? So, for example, the Mishnah says, L'havi lesachitim, that you, the terms were that you were supposed to bring a lesach. A lesach is 15 sa'ah of wheat, v'hevi lesach sa'orim, and you brought the same volume, 15 sa'ah of barley. So it's actually lighter in weight because, as we mentioned before, sa'orim are less dense. So you're putter because you brought the same volume and an even lighter burden. Therefore, if the donkey gets hurt, you're putter. You didn't do anything wrong. V'mhosif al-masa'o, but if you increased the volume of seorim to the point where the seorim weigh as much as chitim, so that's going to be a problem. And the Gemara explains that's really just one sa'ah for each lesach, which is really 1/15. If you add an extra 15th, an extra sa'ah to make it 16 sa'ah, that's going to be a problem, and therefore it would be chayav. Now the Mishnah wants to know, what happens if you bring the same material, the same type of grain that you agreed upon him originally, how much is considered to be extra? What is considered in volume? What is considered to be beyond the pale? In other words, is it just a little bit? Is it just a mashu? No. The Mishnah says, V'chama Yosef al-maso v'hechayev. How much extra is considered too much that you would be liable? Sumchas Omer Reshim Rabbi Meir. Sumchas says, in the name of Rabbi Meir, Sa'ah la'gomel. It's one extra sa'ah for a camel, and that is to say, we'll go with the explanation that says that a camel normally carries 30 sa'ah, so if you do an extra sa'ah, an extra volume of 1/30, that is already too much. Shlosha kabin lachamor, and that's 3 kav, which is half of a sa'ah, for each chamor, for each donkey, because a donkey carries half of what a camel does. It carries only normally 15 sa'ah, and therefore half a sa'ah would be, again, 1/30. 1/30 is too much.